The letter Q. Quadrants. As you heard in the discussion of the other side, that dimension just 3 feet above us is a duplicate of the Earth, essentially our planet's oversoul, as Earth once existed in its geological perfection. Our seven continents exist there, along with Atlantis and Lemuria, Earth's two lost continents. The continents on the other side are each divided into four quadrants. This has nothing to do with politics and governments, since there are no laws at home and no need for them. Instead, the quadrants are simply areas of each continent that are devoted to specific purposes corresponding to the seven levels of advancement, which are our chosen vocations in our lives in paradise, and which you'll hear about later. One quadrant on a continent is devoted to orientation, for example, one to all the sciences, one to the creative arts, and one to research. There's complete movement among the quadrants with no area off limits to anyone. A sentry is posted at the entrance to each quadrant, but only to take note of the whereabouts of everyone who works there in case someone comes by to visit them or ask them to consult on a project in some other quadrant. And for the ultimate inconvenience, if you drop by to say hello to a friend in, let's say, the third quadrant of Atlantis, and the sentry tells you they've gone off to meditate in the gardens of the Hall of Justice, you don't have a long journey ahead of you to catch up with them, no matter where they are. On the other side, where we're free of our bodies and our minds are brilliant and finely tuned, we elevate our astral travel on Earth to an art form. Wherever we want to go, we simply think or project ourselves there, and we're there. The quadrants, then, are divisions of the continents at home devoted to the infinite choices available to us there. Just another example of perfect order within the perfection God created for us to share with Him on the other side.